Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So in today's overtime, we wanted to talk about when you feel lonely at work. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about this because Inc. magazine did an article, was it this month? I think it's pretty recent.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's based on a study of adult development at Harvard Medical School. Mm-hmm. And the key to it was that why people aren't lonely is because they have good relationships.
Right.
That good relationships is the key.
Actually, to happiness in general.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're saying that we have an epidemic of loneliness. And we know this, that many of our employees, or many of our clients, rather, that work from home.
Yes.
Face a lot of loneliness. Uh-huh. Or if they work in a small office and they don't have much interaction, they have loneliness. So I want to give some of the statistics because I find this quite shocking that now we have an epidemic of loneliness. And I do hear this from a lot of people. 40% of Americans say that they sometimes or always feel their social relationships are not meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
That's 40%.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
4 in 10.
20% describe themselves as lonely or socially isolated.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's almost a quarter of the population.
Right.
28% of older adults live alone.
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
That's high.
From a pure physical health perspective, researchers say loneliness is as bad for you as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So
Ooh.
It's so bad for your health.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Cigna, here's something else. Cigna last year did some research, and they say only about 50% of Americans have meaningful in-person social interactions on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And the numbers are worse for Gen Z.
Yeah.
Only 50%?
Well, it's interesting you say that because I was looking at, like, what are the factors that may be exacerbating this condition, mm-hmm. right? And when we're talking about feeling lonely at work, you may be relocated in a new city, right? Mm-hmm. So now you don't have a community of people. Maybe you're working all the time,
mm-hmm.
so you don't really have anything but work that you're mm-hmm. relating to. What if you're traveling all the time? And I know mm-hmm. a lot of, especially in this kind of the early years of your professional life, and especially if you're doing consulting of any kind, you're probably in a different city every week mm-hmm. or for several days of every week. And that's very hard then to feel as if you're connected.
Mm-hmm.
Working alone, you talked about that,
right.
and you could still be employed by a large, corporation, but you're by yourself. And then I thought about just the sense that you don't have a community outside of work,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
I think can happen.
Yeah. Also, managers and people in high positions feel isolated and lonely because they they may, talk to people about their workload, but they don't have any kind of real, personal conversations.
Like it's lonely at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're having an epidemic, and I think social media doesn't help. I think you think you're connected to so many people and you're having so many interactions,
right.
but they are not as rewarding
right.
as in person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's also an interesting phenomenon with prolonged loneliness. There was a study done by neuroscientists at the University of Chicago that said that you develop, if you're alone and lonely for too long, you develop literally like a lonely brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that brain is hypervigilant, but it's also paranoid. And so it doesn't seek more connection. It just finds reasons why you can't be connected.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone depressed?
So we wanted to bring this up because we wanted to talk about remedies, right? Ways to address this phenomenon.
Well, so the article says volunteering is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And just so they give this one example, a U.S. study involving 6,000 widowed women found that those who started volunteering for just 2 hours or more a week found that their average level of loneliness subsided to match those of married adults. Now, that we're not, they're not working people, but that really shows something. And they're saying also because volunteering not only is it an opportunity to meet people, but it's also altruistic.
Right. Mm. So you get to meet people who are interested in the similar things and well, good the benefit, causes that you are.
Well, and also the benefit is to the others, not to yourself. And apparently that is very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It also combats the loss of meaning. And so apparently that's really good. So, you know, is there a place that you can volunteer within your community at work?
Yes.
There's always associations in most fields.
Right.
And, of course, it's all volunteer. Get on a committee. Get involved in your industry.
Yeah.
And you'll meet a lot of people across the country that are looking to not only work, but to have more of an in-depth relationship because you don't work with them.
Right. Yeah, so I think you could also check out, you know, meetups and find something, subject matter similar, that's really interesting to you, where there will be also probably young professionals or people similar to you, and check one of those out to see if there's one that really resonates that you enjoy. I was looking at different apps now, thinking of apps to combat loneliness, but here are some fun ones. There's one called Hey Vina, which is an app for developing female friendships. There's one called Peanut for new mothers wanting to make other mom friends. And that's an important thing because being a new mother can be very isolating, right? There's Meet My Dog for dog owners meeting dog owners.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll
that's
work.
Very social.
I would imagine you meet them on the street, but okay.
Anyway, just a few other ideas.
Well, I think also you can volunteer to be a mentor.
Yes.
Or you can ask to have a mentor so that you meet somebody in the workplace that you can have a more in-depth relationship with.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to be careful at work. You can't be friends with everybody.
No.
And, you know, you want to be careful. So it may be best that it's within your industry, but not necessarily the people you work for.
And I think that's a really good point, Kathy, because the other part of bonding with, say, people who belong to a similar association or do a similar kind of profession is that you're building a wider network. Mm-hmm. That may have more roots to it, you know, give you access to other communities as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's great.
So if you're feeling this, reach out. There's, you know, definitely, ways to combat the loneliness and the isolation. If you work from home, that's getting more and more difficult for a lot of people. Many people love it. Working from home because they have a lot going on at home, maybe.
Yeah.
But many people find it really, really isolating. The way I handled it was I would always make my first appointment in the morning, a meeting outside, whether it was coffee or breakfast. Yeah. I would make sure that I got outside to get dressed. And I would meet somebody on a professional level.
Mm.
And then I could go back home and be by myself and I was fine.
Right.
Good idea.
Right. So you create a social environment, a social encounter that then energizes you enough to go back and feel connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I was also thinking you can, if you are at home, to think about like pockets of community, like maybe there's a yoga studio where you go every afternoon or several afternoons a week that at least breaks the isolation and with whom you feel some connection to some of the people. Mm-hmm. Or if there's a, I have a client who's a musician, so he goes and jams with friends at least once a week. And it's not the work that he does, but it still makes him feel very much more connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so get out and do something.
Yeah, and appreciate that if you're feeling lonely, you're not alone.
Right, others are too, now that we know.
Yeah.
Statistically, there's a lot.
Well, there's even, have you heard of the thing Tribe? This app.
No.
This is a co-living space.
Oh yeah.
Thing. But it's not alone, right? There and not alone. WeWork is all about creating community some form. So we're in the age of having to do that one way or another. So we encourage you to try any of these ideas if they make sense for you.
Yeah.
That's it. Join us next time for My Crazy Office Overtime. And we hope between now and then, you do not feel lonely.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.